Title: Design a DJ Intro with Minimal CPU Load in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper Jungle Old School DNB DJ Intro in Ableton Live 12 that feels authentic, mixes clean, and doesn't melt your CPU. The mindset for this lesson is simple. The intro is a DJ tool, not a mini drop. Your job is to make the next DJ's life easy, including your own. That means clean low end, predictable 8 and 16 bar phrasing, and just enough 5 to tease what's coming. We're aiming for a 32 bar intro around 172 BPM. Classic sweet spot. And we'll structure it so it ramps in 4 clear phrases. Clean groove first, then a filtered break tease, then a bit of tension and ear candy, then an open, draw pretty top end but still no heavy bass line yet. Before we touch a sound, set up DJ safe defaults. Set tempo to 172. Time signature is 4/4. Set global quantization to 1 bar, so when you're triggering or making arrangement changes, everything locks on the bar line. That alone keeps your intro feeling professional DJ ready. Now build a simple project structure. Mega drums group with separate tracks for kick, break or top loop, hats and perk. Then a music group with Atmos and a stab or vox track. And finally, 2 return tracks, 1 light reverb, 1 light delay. 2 returns is plenty. Sharing returns is one of the easiest CPU wins you'll ever get. Quick CPU rule for today: if it isn't changing anymore, print it, resample it, freeze and flatten it, and turn the original heavy stuff off. We'll do that in a minute with Atmos and FX. Cool. Let's build the core groove first. Start with a kick on an audio track. Choose something punchy with a short tail. Old school jungle intros usually don't need a big long 808 sub kick. They need a clear thud that reads on club systems without stepping on the outgoing track's bass line. Turn warp on, and for drums, keep it out of complex modes. Set warp mode to beats, and preserve to transients. That keeps the kick crisp and light on CPU. Drop an EQ8 on the kick. High pass it around 25 to 30 HC with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. That's just cleaning rumble. If the kick feels boxy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 300 HC, but don't overdo it. This is an intro. You want it solid and predictable. Now hats. Create a MIDI track with a drum rack. Put a closed hat on an 8th note grid if you want it classic and stable, or a 16th note pattern with little gaps if you want it more skippy. Add an open hat on offbeats if you want a bit of lift, but keep it subtle. To make it feel human without going messy, add the Velocity MIDI device. Push drive around 10 to 20 and random around 10 to 25. This is one of those tiny settings. Big results moves. Then put an auto filter on the hats. Super light. High pass mode. Frequency somewhere around 250 to 600 HC depending on the hat sample, and a touch of resonance, like 0.5 to 1.2. We're not trying to do a big sweep here, just a little motion and cleanup. Now here's an important teacher note. Groove is not swing everything. In jungle and DNB, your anchors stay anchored. That usually means kick and main snare are stable, while hats and breaks can take groove. So keep that in mind when you start adding swing. Alright, next, the break layer. This is where the jungle DNA shows up, but we're going to keep it controlled and DJ friendly. Create an audio track called Break. Drop in an Amen style loop or any vintage funk break. Warp on, beats mode, preserve transients again. Put EQ8 on the break and high pass it somewhere around 140 to 220 HC. This matters. If the break has low end thump, it will fight your kick and it will absolutely fight the outgoing track's bass. Let the kick own the bottom. If the break is harsh, gently shelf down above 12k HC. Then add auto filter to the break for that classic sweep in. Set it to low pass, 24 dB. In the arrangement, we're going to bring the break in around bar 9, but filter down hard at first, like 500 HC to 1k HC. Then over the next 8 bars, open it up gradually so by bar 17 it's somewhere like 6 to 10 kHz. Add a touch of resonance, maybe 0.7 to 1.5, so the sweep has the old school character. Now arrangement-wise, think like a DJ counting phrases. Bars 1 to 8, no break. Clean kick and hats, plus atmosphere. Bars 9 to 16, break starts sneaking in, filtered and quiet. Bars 17 to 24, break is more open, plus a little tension. Bars 25 to 32, break is open and the tops feel ready, but we still keep the real sub-bass moment for the actual drop. Beyond the intro, let's do atmosphere next, and this is where we save serious CPU. The goal is lush vibe, tiny processing load during playback. That means we'll create the Atmos with whatever we want, then print it to audio. Make a MIDI track with Wavetable or analog. Keep it simple. A chord, a drone, even one note. D minor is a classic dark jungle place to live, but choose what suits your track. Add an auto filter with a slow LFO for movement. Something really slow, like 0.05 to 0.12 Hz. Then add hybrid reverb, but keep it modest. Hall algorithm, decay maybe 3 to 6 seconds, mix 15 to 25%. If you want grit, add redux lightly, downsample around 2 to 4. Now we print it. Create a new audio track called Atmos Print. Record enable it, and set its input to resampling, or route audio from the Atmos track. Record 8 to 16 bars. Once you've got the printed audio, deactivate the original synth track. Not mute, deactivate. That actually shuts off the device processing. This is the whole philosophy today. Make cool stuff, print it, and move on. For the Atmos arrangement, keep it low and filtered in bars 1 to 8. Around bar 9, bring it up slightly. Around bar 17, you can add a tiny delay throw or noise lift, but again, print it if it gets effect heavy. Then near bar 25, consider cutting the Atmos quickly or pulling it down, because the last phrase should clear space for the drop energy. Now let's build the DJ mix control. This is a pro move and it makes the intro feel performable. Group all intro elements into one group called intro. On that group, add an auto filter set to high pass, 24 dB. Add a utility after it. Open the group's macro panel. Map the auto filter frequency to a macro, and set a sensible range. Something like 30 Hz on the low end up to 200 Hz on the high end. The idea is, early in the intro, you can keep the low end restrained so it layers cleanly in a mix. As you approach the end of the intro, you ease it down to let more weight in, if you want. Map utility gain to the same macro or a separate one. A small range is fine, like minus 2 dB up to 0 dB, just to keep perceived loudness consistent as you change filtering. For space, don't put reverbs on every track. Put one stock reverb on return A. Keep it light. Decay around 1.8 to 2.8 seconds. Low cut around 250 to 400 Hz, high cut around 7 to 10 kHz. Then map each track send a amount to a macro called space, with a range like 0 to 12%. Subtle. DJ intros don't need to swim, they need to blend. Now for ear candy, classic jungle style, but CPU light. Add a short vocal stab or reggae shout as an audio clip. Put a delay on it, or if you use echo and it starts to get heavy, print the result. Timing like 1/8 or 1/4 works great. Feedback 15 to 30%, and high pass the delay around 300 Hz so it doesn't smear the low mids. Place one vocal hit right at the end of a phrase, like bar 16 beat 4, another at bar 24 beat 4. These are phrase signposts. DJs feel those even if they're not thinking about it. For a riser, keep it simple. Operator with noise, filter opening over 8 bars, a small reverb, then resample it to audio and deactivate the source. If you want a vinyl stop illusion, don't reach for a plugin. Print a noise tail or impact, and automate the clip transposition downward over half a bar. Old school and basically zero CPU. Now, let's lock the arrangement with clear markers. Add locators at bar 1, 9, 17, 25, and 33. Name them clean, filtered break, build, open, drop. Even if you come back a month later, you'll instantly know where the DJ safe zones are. Here is your 32-bar blueprint. Bars 1 to 8. Kick and hats, printed Atmos low. On your intro macro, keep the high pass relatively high, maybe around 120 to 180 Hz. That's your don't mess up the mix setting. Bars 9 to 16, bring in the break quietly and filtered. Open the low pass gradually across the phrase. If you wanted extra 90s, do a little two-step reveal. Bring it in low and filtered. Then at bar 17 bump it up 1 to 2 dB and open the filter a little faster for one bar. That gear change feels very classic. Bars 17 to 24, add percussion and tiny fills. You can even micro-chop the break without any slicing devices, duplicate the break clip, cut a couple of hits with clip boundaries, and rearrange for a one-bar fill. That's authentic and super light on CPU. Bars 25 to 32, open the tops, reduce reverb a bit so it feels tighter and more forward, and lower your intro group high pass toward 30 to 60 Hz if you want to hint at weight. But remember, still DJ safe. You can imply weight with a quiet tom hit around 120 to 180 Hz instead of actual sub. Now, groove. Use the groove pool, but be intentional. Apply swing to hats and maybe to the break. Keep the kick stable. If everything swings, nothing anchors, and the mix feels wobbly in a club, CPU hygiene checkpoint before we finish. One shared reverb, 1 shared delay, 1 drum bus saturator instead of saturator on every channel. If you love an FX moment, print it, and a warping stability tip. Once your break is warped nicely, consolidate it. If you're running a lot of audio clips, you can also enable RAM on key clips to reduce disc hiccups. Especially useful if you're building sets or larger projects. For mixing, keep it minimal. On the drums group, add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then a saturator with drive around 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. That's it. Enough to gel, not enough to crush. Keep the master clean. If you use a limiter, keep it gentle. DJ intros need headroom so they layer nicely. Don't chase loudness here. Common mistakes to avoid as you listen back. Too much sub in the intro. That's the number one DJ complaint. High pass the intro group until the end of the intro. Overcomplicated FX chains. If you stack hybrid reverb and echo and modulators across multiple tracks, your CPU will spike. Print Atmos and risers. Break loop fighting the kick. High pass the break, usually 150 to 220 Hz, and let the kick own the low end. No phrase structure. Make sure something changes every 8 or 16 bars. Jungle mixing is phrase based. And finally, swing applied to everything. Groove the tops, keep the anchors tight. Now a quick 15-minute practice assignment to lock this in. Make a 16-bar intro instead of 32. Use only one kick audio, one hat drum rack, one break loop, one printed Atmos audio, and one vocal hit. Automate the break low pass opening from bar 9 to 16. Automate the intro group high pass easing down slightly near bar 16. And print at least one element you normally would keep live.